expect many surprises. The next day, February 2, began with a very special visitation from the Lord. He began to share many things with me, as He had promised.
I am releasing all the power you will need to do the work I have chosen you to do.
As I did the night before, I was trembling and singing in the Spirit. The Lord continued His personal message to me.
Daughter, the way I'm going to use you will be so different. Many of my children will be surprised. I have gifts for all my children, but I will give each one different gifts. Daughter, I want you to be pleased with what you are going to receive.
It was an exhilarating promise. The Lord assured me that He was preparing me for a special ministry. I wanted only to please Him. From 2:20 a.m. to 4:18 a.m. the next day, He returned to my room to tell me more about the power of prayer. He stood before me in glowing garments of white.
My daughter, do not be afraid to pray for others, because you are receiving the gifts of healing and all the other spiritual gifts.
He said,
I know that you always want to pray for others and to make them happy. That is why I'm giving you these spiritual gifts.
At first, his words were difficult for me to hear. I felt very unworthy to receive so much from my Lord and Master. He went on,
You have a special heart, and that is why I answer your prayers. I notice that your heart is pure, and you are an obedient daughter. I trust you with many things. This is why I have chosen you to do this important work. Your faith makes me very happy, and so does your willpower. Your heart is strong and independent, and I am very pleased.
Obeying the Lord has been so important to me as a Christian. My main goal has always been to please Him. It was so wonderful to hear Him tell me I was pleasing to Him, and that He had purified my heart and had seen my obedience. His message to me that night made me even more determined to follow Him in all my ways.
This is why your faith has grown so strong, and you gave up the worldly things for me.
Jesus continued,
If you're not what you are, I could not use you for the work I have prepared. What I'm going to do with you will surprise you, my daughter. I am your Lord, remember. Nothing is impossible for me on earth or in heaven. I will release my power to you so I can use you.
The way the Lord addressed me as my daughter over and over again always caused me to shed tears of love. He was so different from my earthly father. The Lord was tender, respectful, encouraging, and sensitive in all His dealings with me. I knew that He knew my needs before I expressed them to Him. I knew that He was my safe place, my rock of refuge, and that compared with Him, any other refuge was sinking sand. He then explained the shaking in my body.
Your body shakes for a long time because you need power for this work. I want you to expect many surprises.
More surprises? I wondered with joy. I felt like I had already experienced enough to last a lifetime. His visits, my time in prayer and the Word, the precious moments of worship at my church, all of these were having deeply revolutionizing effects in my life. My faith in the Lord was growing at an accelerating pace. I knew beyond all doubt that He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, Ephesians 3:20. The shaking in my body was His power at work in me. He was preparing me for the time when He would prove His ability to do exceedingly abundantly through me.